From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. President Obama's plans to overhaul the healthcare system depend on one key group, the people who already have insurance, generally through their employer, and who like what they have. According to the latest census report, more than 175 million Americans currently have employment-based insurance. From Capital Public Radio, Kelly Weiss reports now on one insured American who is nervous about all this talk of reform.
Dave Koenig is a tall guy with a buzz cut. He's 49 years old and a manager for a tech company, Hitachi Data Systems. He lives in a pristine suburb of Sacramento with his wife and 8-year-old son.
Hot out. Very hot.
On a 100-degree day, he's looking out over his pool.
Bunch of fruit trees in the backyard, peaches, pears, oranges, apricots, cherries, plums.
There's a foosball table on the patio and a hammock in the shade.
It's kind of a quiet, pretty expensive neighborhood. I guess we'd probably be considered middle to upper class.
And his high-paying job doesn't just mean a nice house. He also gets pretty decent health benefits. It's private insurance through Blue Cross. He pays a monthly premium of about $300 for his family's coverage.
My current insurance through my company is wonderful. I pay co-pays for doctor visits. I pay a co-pay for prescriptions. Through the 6 or 7 surgeries I've had in the last 5 years, I've never paid a dime to a hospital, an anesthesiologist, blood work. I haven't paid anything. It's been fully covered, so I'm, of course, very happy with my insurance.
A sports injury 1.5 years ago caused some of those many surgeries.
I was playing racquetball. Started to feel a pain in my upper leg, lower back. The pain got worse over a day or two or three, so I went in to see my doctor. It was very cut and dried. We're having this test done. The MRI showed I had 2 ruptured discs in the lower part of my back. They referred me. I had the surgery done. I went through rehab, and now I have no problems.
Things weren't always that easy. In the early 90s, he was laid off and went without insurance for several months. He says it was an uncertain time, and he sympathizes with the millions of Americans who don't have coverage or, at any time, could be dropped.
I mean, you hear horror stories about people who have insurance and then all of a sudden get denied coverage somewhere down the line because they may have had a pre-existing condition.
And that's why Koenig is on board with parts of the big push to change the healthcare system. But he says the focus should be on regulating the insurance industry and not what he believes President Obama is pushing for, a government takeover.
I find that scary for me personally because right now I've got what I feel is great coverage from my company. Tomorrow, it could all change. You know, I don't know. I don't want to see massive overhaul. I can see reform taking place in areas, but do I want the system overhauled? No, and I don't think the majority of the people in the country want it overhauled.
Koenig keeps going back to the fact that in his experience, health insurance has been great. He points out a smiling woman in a family photo in front of Niagara Falls.
That's my younger sister there, her 3 kids, her husband, my mom and dad, and then all of our kids. Well, the 2 oldest aren't in here.
5 years ago, his sister Jane collapsed while out for a jog.
Had the heart attack running into a court, and she got lucky that some neighborhood women were out for a walk. And they walked by and saw her lying on the ground gasping for air.
Like him, his sister has good employer-based health insurance. She gets it through her husband, who is a vice president of a credit union.
She's 46 now. She was 41 when she had her heart attack, 41 when she had her transplant, so they ended up finding a genetic heart defect. She had full coverage, so, you know, it was, I guess we just didn't even think about it at the time, but thankful for it now.
And this is what Koenig is worried about, that the insurance he and his sister are happy with will change under a complete overhaul, whatever President Obama says. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.